Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 3rd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. I want to begin tonight's call by recognizing a few of our More Success Team associates. First, Mr. Thomas Higgins from Montana was tied for the number six top recruiter in Legal Shield last week. Also, Mr. Nathan Thompson from California was the number two top recruiter in the entire company last week. Ms. Annika Marshall from Idaho was the top producer in Legal Shield last week with 60 sales. Congratulations to them. I also want to congratulate about 80 winners on our More Success team that will be going on the all-expense-paid trip with the Performance Club to Atlantis in the Bahamas. So we're very, very excited about that. We're going to have a blast at that trip. But now I want to go to the state of New Mexico and to Millionaire Club member Ms. Joan Buckner. Actually, she has someone she wants to recognize. Joan, are you on?
I am. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that. So our team is growing out here, of course. Ms. Lemitra Davis has done a great job in building her team, and one of her team members, Ms. Natasha Sandoval, has come on board. She's been a joy to work with, a lot of fun, and she's leveled up and doubled up already. So I'll let Natasha talk a little bit. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Natasha Sandoval from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And my background is a CNA in nursing homes, and I'm an activities director at an assisted living retirement center. And I joined Legal Shield for extra income and travel. And I just recently leveled up to senior associate and looking forward to becoming manager here soon. And I'll pass it over to you, Joan.
All right. Thanks a lot. We're having a lot of fun out here, so... welcome to the team, Natasha, and great job. So I'll hand it back to you, Mr. Moore.
Well, thank you, Joan. Appreciate that. Natasha, great job there. We're looking for big things out of you and your team. I also want to congratulate Ms. Lisa Streeter. She's a $100,000 ring earner out of the state of Georgia. She was the number 10 executive director in Legal Shield and Open Line Production with 188 sales. So great job, Lisa. You're doing an outstanding job, especially out there in the state of Georgia. I've got a great big announcement. Of course, if you've been listening to all the things that are going on within Legal Shield, the Level Up, Double Up bonus has been extended to April 20th. That's been huge for our team. And to tell everyone a little bit what's going on with our team right now, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 executive director, original Millionaire Club member, a Platinum Council, and the executive vice president of Legal Shield. And that's my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, welcome back to the call.
Welcome to you, Randy. It's just nice to be able to say a few words here tonight. Thank God I'm beginning to feel better, and I go in for a surgery definitely Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Got a 50% chance, 100% with God, so I got a 150% chance of making everything. But I'm just sitting here listening to all the people, Randy, and how very fortunate I am to have a team for over 30-something years of the quality of the people on tonight. I won't name anyone because I just get confused and leave some people out, but I want to thank each one of you for your prayers. I want to thank you for your devotion. You know, this is the best March for production and recruiting we have had since 2011, Randy. It's been a tremendous month. The momentum's there. The company seemed to be stepping up and doing the very right things, and all I can say is I'm very proud to hear Mr. John Long was made president of Network Marketing. He's a good friend. He's been there a long, long time. He knows what it's all about. And won't do nothing but happen. And again, I'd like to say about Stephanie, I never heard a better job than Stephanie Boley did tonight. So I'd like to say that all over again. So I won't be taking up time, Randy, but I just want to thank everybody. I want you to keep praying for me. I appreciate it. And it won't be long until I'll be back in full gear. So God bless you, and you go ahead with the call, Randy.
All right, Mr. Moore, thank you very much, and it was great hearing you on the call. Now, it's my privilege to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's a Platinum Jacket earner, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Council, great friend of the More Success team from the great state of Florida. It's Mr. Mike Mejia. Mike, are you on?
Hey, Randy. I'm right here, sir, and actually relocated to Southern California as of late, so probably just a temporary move, but I thank you so much for having me on. A very special thanks to to Pat, who invited me to get on a call and stuff. And, you know, and I'll tell you, the number one already, for me, it's a great call already just to hear Mr. Ken Moore. And to Ken, you've been in my prayers and my thoughts, and so happy that things are moving in the right direction. And we missed you at the conference, but we are. But again, I am just so happy. For those of you who are relatively new and you don't really know Ken, you know, this gentleman is a true legend of our company. And you know, and I know that ever since the day I got involved, he has been so much in our court and helped me and my brother and my partner Kim so much. And so Ken, again, we're welcome. Happy that you're here. Randy, thanks so much. Appreciate you always, sir. And you know, I'm going to really talk about some simple things tonight, because I think right now with where we are as a company and what's going on, I think the most important thing is really the fundamentals in terms of the level up bonus and the special double up bonus. Now, if you're, you know, unless you've been under a rock somewhere, you know that we had to get 2,000 coming out of the conference. We had to get 2,000 recruits in order to, and we had to double up across the nation in order to extend that double up for the end of the month. We, in a 10-day period, we had to get 2,000 recruits. Collectively, all the teams together came together, all the teams across Legal Shield, locked arms. We nailed down that 2,000, and the company said, with a week to go, said, you get another 1,000 in this week, and we'll extend the double-up bonus all the way through April 20th. And not only did we get the 1,000, but we literally, you know, if you were paying attention to the updates, on the very last day, the company pretty much stopped giving us updates because we'd already hit the 1,000 on Friday morning. But by Friday afternoon, by Friday evening, when we closed the month, we put another almost another 700 new associates on board. So what that means, folks, collectively, we've got 4,700-plus new associates in the mix right now. You know, I don't know how many you have on your team, but I'm just going to go through just four or five major points that I believe are going to be the key to who takes true advantage of this. Now, what's the benefit of taking advantage of this promotion? Number one is you're going to bring on a whole lot more new associates. The number one driver of momentum is new people getting on board. Because, folks, when you bring a brand new person on board, if I had never been involved in Legal Shield up until this moment in time and I just found out about Legal Shield and you brought me on board, I would be able to bring to you not just dozens, but literally a few hundred people who had never heard about Legal Shield before. If I was brand new and I had never heard about it, it means my circle of friends probably hadn't heard much about it. Now, the word is getting out. You know, a good friend, Dave Sabula, always had a talk he gave, and it was on audio and video called The Secret's Out, and it was really a well-kept secret for a long time, but the secret really is truly getting out. But still, the overall reality is about 90% of the people out there really don't know who we are, right? They just don't know. They may have heard of us now, more and more they're hearing of us, but still they don't know who we are. And that's an advantage for you. That's an advantage for me. So the new person, understand this, is golden. That new person you're bringing on board, they may be, you know, the next Jeremy Moore. They may be you know, the next Hughes brothers. They may be, you know, the next Joan Buckner. And Joan, by the way, just a great job there in New Mexico. We appreciate you. And, you know, they may be somebody who's really going to go out there and make waves and make things happen. Or they may simply be somebody who's going to work the business in an ultra part-time way. But if you work with them properly, they will lead you to somebody who will become a superstar, who will be a major player on your team. So here's my points. Number one, guys, okay, understand why this is important. Understand why it's important to you. Recognize that you have the ability right now to grow your team faster than you've ever grown it before. Because not only, I mean, the level up bonuses are fantastic, but the double up bonuses are even crazier, right? So number one, recognize that. Then number two is stay focused. You know, I went out to the power training, the boot camp training with Darnell and Brian Crothers a week ago Saturday here in Southern California. And both of them in their opening talks, they both talked about how important focus is. And so right now, guys, you know, I mean, you can stay focused for 20 days like anybody's business, right? We don't have 20 days. We only have 17 days left. So the clock is ticking as we're going. I think it's an important thing to understand that that clock is ticking so that you simply recognize that there's a sense of urgency here that, you know, come April 20th, the promotion will be over. But you have the ability right now to take advantage of it. So you want to stay focused and keep the main thing the main thing, right? The main thing the main thing. I'm going to come back to what that main thing is in a second. Okay, number one, know why you're doing it. Number two, stay focused. Number three, keep engaged in money-making activity. What is money-making activity? Money-making activity is when we're exposing the information to a new person, one. Number two, we're helping a new person get started, paid, and promoted. Number three, we're building for events, okay? It's money-making activity. Number four, money-making activity is following up, and follow-up is so important, I'll come back to that one. So number three, stay engaged in money-making activity. What that means also is put aside all the busy work. Put to the side, you know, things that are a waste of time, things that drain you of energy. You know, things like complaining and gossiping. There's just no room for stuff like that inside Legal Shield. Okay, so number four, now we're getting down to where the rubber meets the goal. Okay, here's your goal. This is the goal I want to challenge each and every one of you to have. Is that you help every new person on your team double up. And I'm saying this whether you're a manager with three new people on your team, whether you're a senior manager with maybe 8 to 10 associates on your team, maybe 4 or 5 new ones, whether you're a director with maybe 8 to 10 new people on your team, a senior director. If you're a senior director, you probably have a good 8 to 10, 12, 15 people who are just getting started. If you're an executive director, you have a very special job here, and we'll come back to you guys too. But the number one goal here for all of us locking arms is to help every brand new person level up and therefore double up here in the beginning of the month of April 2017. So how do you do that? Okay, I'm going to break this one down for you guys a little bit. The first step there, A, is take inventory. Who are they? Who are the people? The good news is that's easy to find. Just go to your back office and look up, you know, new associates, people who just got started up, okay? Take inventory. Know who they are. When you go through that chart, look, you know, if you're an executive, guys, you have the most responsibility here because you want to make sure that every new associate on your team gets communicated with properly. So take inventory. Know who the new people are, okay? Secondly, B, is communicate with those folks. Communicate with them. Okay, when you communicate with them, what you want to do is you want to make a plan. In fact, want to have a game plan interview with every new person. You may not want to do that as an executive, but as an executive, you want to make sure that this isn't falling through the cracks, that we're not dropping the ball here, that we're paying attention, and we're giving every new associate, you know, we're altering the odds in their favor by making sure we're reaching down and communicating the importance of having this game plan interview if they haven't already had one. In the game plan interview right now, it's really simple, you know. It's simple. You want to help them come up with a plan to double up. You want to help them come up with a plan to go from associate to senior associate. Or, and this is something I would sit down with each person, I would explain to them that 1 in 3 is going to mean an extra $360 if they do it by 420. But even more so, 3 and 15, getting 3 associates on board, getting them double up, you know, and selling 15 memberships, folks, that's going to bring that brand new person it's going to bring them $960 in bonuses. I don't know about you, but when I started, man, if I could have made an extra $960 my first 2 or 3 weeks, you would have had me forever. And that's exactly what the promise here is. You help a person double up, even just one double up, and there's nothing wrong with that, from associate to senior associate, that person's going to be with you 60 days from now, 90 days from now, a year from now. So you want to make sure you're taking responsibility for that. So in essence, when you're sitting down with people, there really are 2 tracks to run on, the 1 in 3 or the 3 in 15. Obviously, if they're going for 3 in 15, the 1 in 3 is going to happen along the way, right? And I would, if it were me, you know, if I was signing up Jeremy Moore right today and I sat down with him and I realized how sharp and the potential I had in this young man, I'd be promoting the 3 in 15 for him. If he falls short and only winds up with 1 in 3, No one's going to be crying about it. But so many people really, truly are capable of that 3-15. In fact, when I look back in my beginning, I'd had that 3-15. I did that in my first week in the business. You know, I didn't think about it. There were no bonuses involved way back then, but I just wanted to get off to a great start. So I had that. And a lot of you, if you look back at the beginning of your career, you'll realize that in the first 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you had 3-15. So that's very, very possible. The more you see that's possible for the new person, the more it becomes possible for that new person. Okay, so when you're making a plan, right, what are you going to do? You know, in that plan, of course, you're obviously taking inventory. You're communicating with the people. And then here's the plan. You want to have an event strategy. What do I mean by events? Real simple. Conference calls, private business receptions, private conference calls, and sit-downs, as well as weekly meetings and Super Saturdays. But, folks, you know, we've got a team that's absolutely exploding in Wichita, Kansas right now. And every time I'm talking to these people, they are in the car somewhere, and they're working two by two, and they're on their way to a sit-down, or they're just coming out of a sit-down. And when they're in that sit-down, if the person says, yes, they're interested, one of the things they're doing is three-waying in their upline executive director. When you sit down and do a game plan interview with the brand new person, one of the things you want to do during that game plan interview is three-way in the active upline executive director. Understand that that executive director has a vested financial interest in helping that brand new person go, you know, double up and also double up and go to manager, right? So that executive really, you know, matters, you know, and that, and executives out there, you know, this is your time to shine. This is a time for, like, you know, this is not a time for you to be saying, oh, I'll pull back on the throttle and take it easy a little bit. This is a time for you to throttle up and really get out there and lead by example. And when you're leading by example, that means you want to be out there also recruiting new people yourself. You know, every single, you're an executive director, you recruit a new person, and you help them double up. That is such a great example of you setting for your entire team. We know this from just traditional business here in Legal Shield over the years. The speed of the pack is determined by the speed of the leader. And so be that leader that really is leading the pack and lead from the front of the room. Don't lead from the back going, okay, you guys go on out and do it. The words like, hey, let's take the hill. Let's go out and get this done, right? So, again, with every new person, you're going to take inventory. What's their goal? They're going to go for 1-3. They're going to go for 3-15. Make sure that, you know, that they're stating that goal and they're communicating that goal. And then make sure that they have a plan to get there, that they're building for conference calls, they're scheduling them PBR, and make sure they understand how to contact and invite for that PBR. They've got private conference calls going on their behalf, and, you know, that they have somebody to go on out there and do sit-downs with, should that be the thing, okay? So next, you know, almost in closing, because this is really simple stuff, guys, okay? I mean, I'm giving you these bullet points and stuff, but there's nothing in what I'm saying that you don't already know or that you haven't already done. You know, if you got off to a successful start, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, understand most people are with us only on a part-time basis, so we can't afford to be wasting their time or let them waste their time. We've got to make sure that they're engaged in productive money-making activity, that they're reaching out to new people, and they're using three-way phone calls to follow up. Okay, this is so essential right now. The new people that understand the value of the three-way phone call and use the three-way phone call are probably 10 times as likely to be successful as somebody that does not use a three-way phone call. You know, I mean, I'll tell you the one thing that's been really keeping me busy ever since we got back from Oklahoma City is three-way phone calls. Every time I turn around, I've got someone putting me on a three-way. And I don't care about, you know, it doesn't bother me at all. The more three-way phone calls I can do, the better off I am, and I know it, okay? So, you know, understand this, guys. Keep those three-way phone calls peppy. Keep them, you know, keep them tight, keep them short, but keep them effective. Know what you're doing there. And so, you know, congratulations again to all those that are going to be in the Bahamas and stuff. Make sure you look me up while you're there. Come over and say hello. Let me know, hey, I'm on the Moores team. I was on that conference call you did a few weeks ago, you know, back in early April. We appreciate it. You know, share your success stories with me. If, you know, you help 3 or 4 or 5 people level up, I want to hear about it. I want to know that, you know, when I'm on a call like this, I'm doing some good and stuff like that, you know? I mean, sometimes you think that you're bothering someone like myself or someone like Ken Moore or Jeremy or, you know, Chris Hughes or someone, but, guys, it's never a bother. It's one of the most rewarding things when someone comes up to you and says, you know, I followed your advice at that super, for that Super Saturday, and I've been qualifying for an executive director ever since. I mean, that stuff, guys, it's so valuable. And, you know, before I give the call back to you, Randy, I just want to congratulate my good friends, Keith and Amelia Wan, on getting their $50,000 ring. These folks are two people that I dearly love, and they're just wonderful, great leaders on your team, and they're going to come up, and I can't wait till they cross the stage as platinum executive directors. So, Randy, I'm here. If there's anything else you want from me, I'll shoot the call back over to you, sir. I hope you guys are hearing me.
I can hear you.
Well, good. Well, Randy, we have you. If you're speaking, we can't hear you, sir. You're on mute. And if you're not speaking,
While Randy's on mute,
And I just want to thank you for being on tonight. Thank you for praying for me. A few more days, and I should be getting back on my feet. So just remember, he'll be on in a minute. I'm sure he's had trouble tonight with that. You know, Randy?
Oh, I'm sure. Well, Ken, you know, you don't know how good it is for me to hear your voice, sir.
But they don't know how good it is to be saying. I couldn't. They put me on experimental drugs for a while, and it like to finish me. Like to finish me off, you know. But I won't be 81 till the 23rd day of this month, so I'm still in the saddle. Just got to crank it up a notch or two. That's all.
You're a youngster.
I've had so many good friends for praying and calling me on. It's been great. I tell you, this company's
on Moore,
the road.
Can you hear me?
We want to never forget that the reason it's on the road is because people like Harlan Wilburn for 40 years kept it so we could be where we're at today and benefit from what happened then. So.
Yeah, you are so right. And also, you know, I joined Randy in celebrating the very fact that John Long is, you know, part of the management team now and part of the president of the network marketing division, and he deserves all the, you know, all the opportunity he's getting.
He does. He's a great guy. I've been working with him, well, I don't know how many years. It's been a lot of years now. But,
Mr.
You know,
Moore, this is Randy. I'm back. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear you, Randy.
Okay, I apologize, Mike. I got cut completely off, and I'm the moderator. That's pretty bad. But I do have a couple of associates that would like to ask you a question. Would that be okay?
That would be totally fine.
All right. You talked about Joan Buckner from New Mexico. It's a Millionaire Club member on our team. Joan, did you have a question for Mike?
I do. Thanks. Thank you, Mr. Melia, and you and the Melia family for all that you do for Legal Shield. Everyone is always such an inspiration. My question is, when you have a new person, instilling that urgency on them and having them duplicate it to others, can you tell me some of the things that you and your team do?
Sure. I'm Joan. Thank you so much, and I appreciate you. The number one thing is just have that sense of urgency yourself and recognize and have that sense of urgency be based on something real. Right now, it's real. We got till, you know, April 20th to get this job done. And if you have a sense of urgency, they're going to feel it, you know. Along with a sense of urgency, it's really a good thing. You know, this is why, you know, you've got to stay focused and keep the main thing the main thing. So, you know, one of the things that I won't do during a time like this is dilly-dally with people. I won't dilly-dally myself, and I won't dilly-dally with the people. So I'm leading by example, and I'm really, in essence, modeling the importance of keeping the, you know, keeping things moving along. And so, you know, with it, I mean, it's pretty much of a simple thing is that everybody who gets on board is going to want to get the 1 and 3 anyway. And so right now, getting their 1 and 3, you know, if they do that, they're going to get they're going to double up their bonuses. That's amazing. That's just an incredible thing. And so you want to, you want to sit down with that brand new person and say, do you understand that? So we've got, you know, just under, right now, just a little over 2 weeks to achieve that goal. We have 17 days. And so if we're going to achieve it in 17 days, you know, if we're going to get 3 in 15, because that truly is possible, we want to make sure we get the very first 3 by the end of the week, right? If we can do that, that would be fantastic. We'd be ahead of the game. If we're going to get the very first 3 by the end of the week, we're going to really have to probably contact 10 to 20 people minimum by the end of the week. You know, the sooner the better. You know, is that something you can you put, and then you want to ask people's buy-in. Can you put the time aside to do that? And I'll add on to it. Understand, I'm here to help you. I'll work at the same rate you're willing to work at, and, you know, and let's get you up there and let's get it done. You know, then ask them very directly, is this something that you want to get done? You want to get the 1 and 3, you want to get the 3 and 15. And then whatever it is, they'll say it, and you write it down. You know, and you write it down, and you let them see you writing it down. And I would make sure that that I have them share that goal with at least one other person on my team via a three-way phone call or at an event or at an event around the event. And the more people, if I'm a brand new person, you know, and say you sign me up and you introduce me to Randy and you know, and you tell Randy you did a game plan interview with me and I'm going for the 3 and 15, and then Randy goes, wow, that's amazing, you go for the 3 and 15, and I say yes, the more people I put that on the line with, the more likely I am to get there, because now what I've done is I've committed myself to folks. And, you know, folks, commitment matters, and that might be something else you might want to talk to people about. And then the other thing I think is make sure that they're starting their day off listening to some good personal development. You know, I like, you know, physically I like to get new people listening to Jim Rohn. But, you know, the sense of urgency, the major way you communicate it is by having it. I hope that answers your question.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Appreciate that, Joan. Next, let's go out to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber in Idaho. Damian, are you on?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, Ms. Amelia, always a great privilege and an honor and to listen to you. And it never an opportunity goes by when I don't learn something or relearn something, as the case may be. But, you know, you alluded to something when you were talking to or answering Joan's question just now about commitment. I want to talk about that for a second and explore that in terms of, you know, being able to get around the heat. You know, how important is it, you know, for maybe not the newest person, you know, you get them started and you're working on that, but for the people who are bringing in the new people to continue to get around the heat. And I know that, you know, that's something you've done your whole career.
Well, you know, the phrase I always like to use is staying close to the fire, just like you're saying, Damian. And, you know, those of you who are new on this call and don't know Damian, that young man I met in just I don't know how many years ago now, 4 or 5 years ago, we've become fast friends. And, you know, it's one of the great things about this business. It's not just the money you make. It's not just the good we're doing for the world, but it's the relationship that you build. And, you know, and I've been just blessed to have Damian as a very close friend of mine. And again, congratulations on the $100,000 ring. I'm so proud of you and proud of the progress you continue to make. But, guys, you know, like one of the things I learned early on in my career, and I learned it by listening to Jim Rohn, and I listened to Jim Rohn incessantly, you know, so did my brother. I mean, if you don't know our story, we were living at my sister's house in the upstairs attic bedroom, and we were broke. I mean, we were behind the eight ball in life, and I was in my 40s, he was in his late 20s, and when we came across this opportunity, you know, I was skeptical at first, but I listened to Jim Rohn, and one of the things Jim Rohn had always said was, he said, in the United States of America, you know, it's a land of opportunity. You find an opportunity here and you work it, you can do quite well. But then he went on to say, however, if you find yourself a unique opportunity, you can do extraordinarily well in ordinary amounts of time. And when you look at Legal Shield, what we have here, folks, this is a unique opportunity. This is not just an opportunity. There's nothing else like it. We are the best, truly the best company bringing the best services to the marketplace and the entire field of direct sales and the entire field of network marketing. And by the way, kudos to the Grand Master, Mr. Ken Moore, and the entire home office staff, because, you know, the Direct Selling Association recently said that Legal Shield was, I think they ranked them number two, but we know they're really number one, in terms of a direct selling company to work with. It might even rank them number one. But, guys, you know, we have a unique opportunity. So to answer Damian's question, you stay close to the fire. One of the things I learned from Jim Rohn in those early days, he said your two most important things are your attitude and your associations. And the best way to stay close to the fire is hanging out with people who have a great attitude, hanging out with people that are going places in life. You know, if you look around and you're just hanging out with people that are all they're thinking about is what are they going to do on the weekend, and they're just thinking about, you know, how their baseball team is doing. Nothing wrong with baseball, guys, opening day yesterday and today. Nothing wrong with that stuff, but that's secondary to building your business. That's secondary to building your, you know, your, not even secondary, you know, it's, you know, your faith, your family, your finances, right? But so keep the main thing the main thing, and then also protect your attitude by hanging out with people that are like-minded going in the right direction. Minimize your negative associations, those people that complain and drain your energy, and hang out with those people that add to your energy, you know, people that are going places. And then the other stuff is, you know, personal development will always keep you closer to the fire. Listen to Jim Rohn, you know, listen to Brian Tracy, listen to the 5 Minutes Strong every week. Listen, stay tuned into the, you know, to your leadership call, this call and calls like this. Stay close to your leadership. Get out to your weekly event. Stay at the event around the event. Socialize with the other associates. And that really is, Damien, just staying close to the fire and taking good care of your associations, who you're hanging out with.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you so much.
You got it, my friend. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, Damien. Appreciate that. And, Mike, I just want to tell you again how much we appreciate you. Of course, Steve and Kim, the entire media family, how much you've meant to our family, the Moore family and our team. You've always been willing to step up anytime we've asked you to, or your family has, to be a guest speaker, and you've always been very kind to help us out anytime we've asked. So I want to thank you for what you've done for our family, for our team, for the entire company. When your family came on board with Legal Shield, I think we just added another notch on our belt, because it is quality, and you've done so very much, and I want to tell you how much we appreciate you.
Well, Randy, I thank you so much. You know, and I'll tell you that I get invited to be on people's calls, and when you guys invite me, not only do I feel honored and privileged, but I also get really nervous, and I make sure I'm as prepared as I possibly can be.
Well, you're definitely that's prepared, and you've always shared your heart with our team, and that's all we can ask, because we just know how important it is, how much our relationship is with you and your family, too. So thank you again, Mike, for being our special guest tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Look forward to seeing you and your family in Atlantis.
I'll see you there, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to end our call for tonight. Just like Mr. Moore always says, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything else will work out just fine. Good night, everyone. God bless.